his communication has certainly improved, steadily improved. He's much better able to tell us about his day. He's much more prone to giving us spontaneous information without being asked a question. It's still, you know, I don't want to give a wrong impression here. Most of the time, you still have to ask him a question to get information out of him. But once in a while, he will tell you, there's a field trip tomorrow, you know, that, and, oh, thanks for reminding me, Nick, you know, that he'll say that kind of out of the blue, whereas that really wasn't happening so much previously. One of his biggest struggles with communication, it's sort of mind-boggling, but he has always and continues to struggle with yes-no questions. But he's getting a lot better at that too. Part of his personality is that he's very agreeable and agreeing and very, very compliant as well. So when he's asked a question, I think he has this a priori assumption that, oh, well, what they're asking me is probably something reasonable, so I'll just answer yes, you know. So, but he's gotten better about saying no in a meaningful way, which is important.
He's coming out of the building. Everyone was saying goodbye to him. And I said, hey, Nick, do you think maybe you might want to say goodbye to your friends? And he went right up to a young man and he went, what's up, my man? And I was like, oh my gosh. In like 3 weeks, he was starting to pick up their lingo, which is age appropriate, which is wonderful, which is what I wanted for him. So that was unbelievable. And he does pick up language from them, and it's wonderful.